Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bwo buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Afuga Yesu.
Is Jesus reigning?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda olw'akaseera akalungi
k'atuwadde. Thank God for the good time he's given us.
Era nja kusaba obuuze ku muganda
wo. I will request the greet of your brethren.
Era omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish him the best.
Eby'omukulu n'eby'okunsi.
Things of the heavens and of earth.
Musabire ebisinga obulungi.
Pray for them the best.
Eby'omukulu n'eby'okunsi.
Things of the heavens and of the earth.
N'okolayo eby'omukulu ebirungi obimwagalize.
Get out the good things of heavens, wish them.
Era n'okolayo n'eby'okunsi ebirungi.
Get the good things of this world.
Obimwagalize.
And wish them to them.
Obalancing emizaani.
You balance the scales.
Mukulu kikumi.
100 in heaven.
Ne kunsi kikumi.
And 100 on earth.
Teeka ku minzaani ebintu
ebyo. On the scales go
big. Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi eby'omukulu.
Wish them the best of heaven.
N'eby'okunsi.
Even of the world.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Lwakaseera akalungi k'atuwadde neera.
Good time is given us.
Era nafe twagala tukakozese bulungi.
And we want to use it well.
Kubanga tujjukira okubuulirirwa.
For we remember how he instructed us.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Kupita ekyokubiri essuula ey'okusatu.
Second Peter chapter 3.
N'olw'omunaana paka olw'ekkumi.
Verse 8 to 10.
Agamba nti tayagala kintu tukyerabire.
Don't want us to forget this.
Olunaku olw'omu maaso ga Katonda giringa emyaka kiku.
One day before God is like 1,000 years.
Ate n'emyaka yake
jorukumi and 1,000 years
giringa olunaku olumu maaso ge
just like one day before
era tutaludde kuleeta nkomi
it is not slow at bringing the end
naye abadde atukulira ekiseera ng'agumingiriza
patiently waiting and buying time for us
walimu okubaawo n'omukufu azikirira
none of us gets destroyed
wabula tusobola otuukira ddala mu kwenenyeza ddala
we can reach it without our repentance
era abo abalina endowooza
and those who have the thoughts
mukama ayogera ku nkomi eyo nga tetuuka
that God spoke of the end is not coming
naye buli lweba nga tezze
at the time it's not come
tuwongere okwebaza mukama
we move on to thank God.
Yeah, what they belong every city you can go to this
time and season to align ourselves.
Ilana kutwagala tubikoze seburu.
We really want to use them well.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Uche yongerayo.
We're still moving on.
No kuitibwa kwa Katonda kugwanga lya Uganda.
With the call of God on the nation of Uganda.
Mu biro bino ebya AD.
In this era of AD.
Ngai kwali kugwanga ebya ebya BC.
As it was on Israel in the BC.
Ndanga bikwana ni kwa Bible.
As it was marked in the Bible.
Kutwaso kokulira.
As we first heard.
Ndanga bikwana ni kwa Bia 5.
As it was marked in the history.
Obiyogerwako okwetola ensi yonna.
Spoken over all over the world.
Nadala okuyita ba European explorers.
Most through the European explorers.
Era tujagena maso kisera kinene.
We still move on this time.
Okulaba okuyitibwa kwa Katonda kugwanga lya Uganda.
See the call of God on the nation of Uganda.
Nga bikwara ndi kwa mubonabbi.
As it was marked in the prophecy.
Obwafu mu mbiri bya AD.
Those released in the AD.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Tujagena maso.
We still move on.
N'okujonyoka the Austrian vision in Uganda
get explained of policy of Australian for Uganda.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga tujagena maso. Songa za phase nya
with our four issues in that vision.
Ezako ko bakolisebwo
all singled out in that vision.
Tuchi ali kuyo kubiri.
We are still on the second.
Tulabira lwacho musajja alino kulemira mulimu gwa Katonda.
Where we see why the man meant to head God's work.
Kusema yo kusema zinga we.
The final on the planet earth.
Alino kubanga na bila ija.
Meant to be like prophet Elijah.
Iranga nabii Musa.
As prophet Moses.
Iranga kabaka Daudi.
Just as King David.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
So ruo kulaba lwacho musajja alino kubanga na bila ija.
To see why the man is to be like prophet Elijah and as prophet Moses. We winded it up, we got our general reason.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ensonga yaffe yawamu.
Our general reason.
Lwaki omusajja alina okubanga nabbi Musa.
Why that man is to be like prophet Moses.
Era nga nabbi Elijah.
And as prophet Elijah.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ensonga eyo.
That reason.
Era nga tumanyi erimu ensonga musanvu.
And we know in it are 7 reasons.
Tuchi agena maso n'ensonga y'omukaga.
We still move on with the 6th reason.
Iranga kunsonga ya fe y'omukaga.
And on that our 6th reason.
Tulabiddemu ebintu bingi.
We've seen in it many things.
Nsonga ya fe y'omukaga.
This 6th reason.
Egamba nti.
And it says that.
Amafuta aga double portion.
The anointing of the double portion.
Agomo y'omutukufu.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Obujjuvuwe.
In his fullness.
Ne omusanvu ejja Katonda.
The 7 spirits of God.
Zikubisiddwa mirundi
ebiri. And they have been doubled.
Okabonero akarabu stand ye
in the sign of the 2 lampstands
wa kufrowinga omulimu gwa Katonda okusema okusemazinga
we blow in the final work of God on planet earth
asinzira mu Uganda ekkula lya Africa
and blessing in Uganda part of Africa
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
nsonga yaffe neyo mukaga kifu kyaliko
the sixth reason we are still on it
era nga tugira byemu ebintu bingi
need we have seen many things
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
double portion eyamafuta agobwe omutukufu
portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit
obujuvuwe
in his fullness
yebe omusango ejja katonda
the seven spirits of God
ajikubisibwa birundi
yebe they have been doubled
okabonero akala lampstand yebe
the sign of the two lampstands
wakuru kota mulimu gwa katonda okusemba okusema zinga wezi
blow in God's final work on the planet earth
na sinzira mu Uganda ikula di Africa
and blessing in Uganda part of Africa
yes yebe zibwe
praise Jesus much
kwaso kunyonyoka
we first God explained
point mu nsonga ya feno
the point in this our reason
natulaba nti okusinda ku polisi okwava mu gwanga lya Australia
see according to the vision which came from the Australians
ugwanga lya Uganda
on the nation of Uganda
wala kati omusajja inokole mirango limu gwa Katonda
showed the man meant to head God's final work
semazinga wensi
on the planet earth
inokubanga nabi Elijah
be like prophet Elijah
nabi Musa
prophet Moses
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
tukoyisa kabonera akokubisham
and we use the sign of multiplication
akada bikira obigambe bibyara bikubanna nga nabi Elijah nabi Musa
yes in the word spoken to appear like prophet Elijah
Moses okubanga nabi moje ramo nabi Elijah Yeah, Moses
as prophet Elijah Moses
what take multiplication
in there we put a multiplication
another portion ya mafuta
we get double portion of the anointing
nabi kila mnabi Elijah
which appear in prophet Elijah prophet Elisha
retu nyonyoka ndiye sobra gena maso
the God explained was not able to move on
ruwa musike yali nokujitwala bigahazi
kule mirwa take it gahazi failing
kwe kuangalia Israeli yona
for the international of Israel
bali mkama urobo nabi wa Afrika
God for the prophecies released
kusoka bible
first in the bible
kitabiki choko bikuri
in the book of revelation
suriye 11
revelation 11
ebukena maso kulabika abajuli bababili
amu don't mark the two witnesses
yani ukuri simukwaba kugwange ya australia
kwa australian vision
kulagada portion kwa edit damo kwa mlimo kwa katondo kusema
the double portion resume work in god's final work on the planet earth
aita mu uganda kula ya africa
and passes uganda part of africa
is point endala jetwara musongo ya fuyo mukaka
the point we saw in our sixth reason
kwani nyoka lampstand yebili
we got explained the two lampstands
as symbolizing obujuvu omoyo omutukufu
the symbolize fullness of the Holy Spirit
emiyo musangu ijaka
the seven spirits of God
emiyo musangu ijaka the
seven spirits of God
ajikubisidwa mirundi
and they have been doubled
okuva upgrade to anointed cherubim
from the two great anointed cherubim
oba abajuli bababili
all the two witnesses
tumanya nti omoyo omutukufu oyo
and we knew that that Holy Spirit
obujuvu
in his fullness
emiyo musangu
they are the seven spirits
abonera karam stand ye bidi
the sign of the two lampstands
agenda kuba yikubishiza mirundi ye
going to have been doubled
omoyo wa mukama
the spirit of the Lord
mirundi ye
when is doubled
omoyo wa magezi
spirit of wisdom
ayikubishiza mu mirundi
ye it is doubled
omoyo wo kutegeza
spirit of understanding
ayikubishiza mu mirundi
ye it is doubled
omoyo okutesa kwa Katonda
spirit of counsel of God
ayikubisiza mirundi ebili kukora
doubled in his working
omoyo wa manyi ga Katonda
spirit of the power of God
ayikubisiza mirundi ebili
two is doubled
mukukora
in working
omoyo wo kumanya Katonda
spirit of knowledge of God
ayikubisiza mirundi ebili
two is doubled
era wa nomoyo wa mukama
even the spirit of the Lord
omoyo wo kutya mukama
the spirit of fear of God
ayikubisiza mirundi ebili
two is doubled
akon kwe kubikulirwe sule iyo ye 11
that is revelation 11
yuro kusanuru oko na
the verse 3 and
4 abone ka lamp stand ye
the sign of the two lamp stand
kara ga double portion
we show the double portion
yes ye bazwe nyo
praise Jesus much
so yali point ya yo kubile musonga ya fene yo boka
the second point in the sixth reason
twayo likira songa ya fe yo kusatu
we headed on to our third point
mosomo kwayongera point ya fe yo kusatu
the third point
mosonga ya feno eyo mukaka
in this sixth reason
atula abantu okukuta ko moyo omutukufu
so the flow of the Holy Spirit
obujuvu
in his fullness
eyo musambi jaka
the seven spirits of God
jikubisidwa mirundi
and they have been doubled
najisinira mu Uganda ya kusinzira mu Uganda kulali Africa
they are based in Uganda part of Africa
ngajikora okusinira ku Bible ngabweri mu nguru.
Work according to know the Bible is in heaven.
Era ne copy yayo ku nsi.
It's copy on the wall.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
So okukora kwa double portion.
The working of the double portion.
Yomo yomtukuvu juvu.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Ni omusango ja katonda
kubisibwa ndi. The Spirit of God when they are double.
Na koro okusinira mu Uganda kola lya.
Work specific in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Okusinira ku Bible ngabweri mu nguru.
God know the Bible is in heaven.
Era nga ne copy yayo ku nsi.
As its copy is on the wall.
Ibitwani mu rapo Isaya 3:16 tugenda kwa byo na tubinonya mu kitabu kya
Mukama look for them in the book of the Lord
iranga tusoma
and we read there
kubanga akamwa ka Katonda
and the mouth of the Lord
is
what commanded
moyo wa Mukama nakunganya
the spirit of the Lord gathered
tuna ba kitabu kye kyo mukuru
we saw in the book of heaven
ngako bibuli batano kuigamba
Revelations 5 says
ndo shoka pa kuroka
in verse 5 to 6
sayo soma na utwaji komekereza
that we winded it out
mune wa point yo twaji
komekereza it out in the sixth reason.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
Twayolekera point yokona.
We headed to the fourth point.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngegamba.
And it said
Kyokujibwa kwa siri wa msamu.
The taking of the seventh seal.
Kitabu cha Katonda.
From the book of God.
Bible yechitukufu.
The Holy Bible.
Kulaga nti kigambo cha Katonda.
It shows that the word of God.
Biblia bitukufu.
They are the Holy Scriptures.
Byatukuzibwe mirundi musa.
They are purified 7 times.
Okuita miyo musangu ijaka.
Through the 7 spirits of God.
Uruno ngabikolira mu double portion.
Stamp the work of the double portion.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
So, yali point ya fe eyokona.
This was our fourth point.
Musanga ya fe eyomukaga.
This fifth reason.
Kulaga double portion eya eyo yama futa gomo yomutu
showing double portion of anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled
in the sign
of the two
lampstands
and he blows in the final work of God on the planet earth facing in Uganda Pearl of Africa
and the
fourth point spoke of that
and
our reason it say that
kujibwako kwa siri wa msalu kitabu cha Katonda
moving of the seven seals of the book of God
Bible yechitukufu
the Holy Bible
kula gati kigambo cha Katonda
shows that the word of God
biblia ndiko vitukufu
they are the Holy Scriptures
yatukuzibwa kimirundi msalu
they are purified 7 times
kuita miyo msalu ya Katonda
through the seven spirits of God
he kuruno ngachigena kuba kulaga modabo portion
this time it shows us the double portion
mtukufu yakubisiza mirundi
Holy Spirit is double
twatulira zaburi 12 mirumukaga
mirumusalu Psalms 12 verse 6 and 7
kigambo cha Katonda kitukuzibwa kimirundi msalu
the word of God is purified 7 times
kigambo cha Katonda ngachiri piwa
and the word of God is purified
kitukufu
it deserves
pure
and refined as gold 7 times.
Ira watu ndila kubikulirwa 5 unyorisoka pakoromuka.
Go to Revelation 5 from verse 1 to 6.
Na chiriko siri musango.
And it has 7 seals.
Irango ya inzo zibikura.
And the one who can reveal and open them.
Ni nokubanga inemi omusango ija.
The one meant to be with the 7 spirits of God.
Ni nokubanga inemi omusango ija.
As the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Hayo lekira point ya fe eyomukaga.
We headed on to our
moso
our fifth point.
Mosonga ya fiyo mukana
in our sixth reason
ngiyigamba
and it say
kyokubikula ko ikigambo cha Katonda
the revelation of the word of God
yawa tukubikula bible
all scriptures making up the Holy Bible
bitukuzibwe mirundi kusa
as the purified 7 times
kuita miyo musangu ya Katonda
through the 7 spirits of God
nako kubikula amanyi agali ku kigambo
it reveals the power in the word
bibija marayika musangu
they are the 7 groups of angels
abaraika abatukufu
the holy angels
abiyemanya ngali muchikambo
and it's the power in the word
ibibinja bino abaraika musanga
these 7 groups of the angels
ibitukiriza ibyandu kwa byonna ibikora bible
and they fulfill all scriptures making up the bible
ibyandu kuzibwe birondi musanga
those purified 7 times
kuita byo musanga ijaka
through the 7 spirits of God
yelo zaburi 13:18
Psalms 103 from verse 19 to 20
yasonge nyo kuba malaika abazira abama
pointed on the angels the mighty ones
watu kirize chigambo
chimba who fulfill the word of God
abauli ndobozi ye chigambo
as the little the voice of his word
tusoma ku likuliba munano nyo soka no ku
read Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2
kula bakuba malaika abadomizi
so the angels of the commanders
malaika musanvu na makondere musanvu
angels with the seven trumpets
uruko domira ibya malaika musanvu
command the seven groups of angels
bidabikira ku likuliba 15
those appear in Revelation 15
urunyiri uri soka no ku
from verses 1 to 2. The other seven angels have the bowls of the wrath of God.
Now
that we understood it well. The secret reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We got the secret point. This is what we move on in the repeat today. Remember we started it last time. But because it was new, move on to trouble us a little.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We got to the point fixed in our secret reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Point
our secret point, it says, portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you get through this teaching. It means revealing the fullness of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I
remember that point. Also under the secret reason. Double portion of the anointing in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God.
And
they have been doubled. In the symbol of the two lampstands. The flow in God's final work in the planet Earth is facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
now the sixth point says, point says this. It said, portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you get through this teaching
is
not remaining in you revealing the fullness of the word of God. What we bring is like this. Going to get in you the anointing which teaches that will reveal you the Bible as you open to read it, in which page or which book. Now you're going to get the anointing in you.
And
some of you began to get that. All the long we've spent here, you've been getting that.
It's
one who's calling you, been on a big problem. One who didn't let their heart to that. But this sickest point, reason say, the portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you get through this teaching is going to remain revealed in the fullness of the word of God. We noted, as we said, portion of the double anointing from the seven spirits or the seven eyes of God, when they are doubled, that you receive through these teachings, you remain filling you with the Holy Spirit. And it fills with the full knowledge of God and His glory according to His words. That's the note we noted. And it said that the anointing you get, the portion of the double anointing you get of the Holy Spirit, of the seven spirits of God, they are the seven eyes of God. They have been doubled. You receive them through this teaching. It remains filling you with the Holy Spirit and to be filled with the knowledge of God and together with His glory, as His word is. In the other time, we began and we had well that word. Get, move on, get the anointing of the word of God. The Holy Scriptures you get off when they are marked well. And they are filled with the anointing of the word of God. Those which come in you, they begin to explain you the entire Bible. Come anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit in you.
That
most want to fill in you more, you get scriptures of truth. If the Holy Spirit will come and fill up, and they say someone has been filled with the Holy Spirit. When you read in the book of 1 John, in the chapter 2, verse 26, 29, it says like this.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana ekisooka, essuula ey'okubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu omukaaga.
First John chapter 2 from verse 26.
Ebyo mbawandiikidde olw'ebigambo by'abo abakyamya. Olunyiriri olw'abirimu omusanvu. Nammwe okufukibwako amafuta kwe mwaweebwa ye kubeera mu mmwe.
Yesu
yabalizibwe. Praise Jesus much.
Asoose okutulabula n'agamba.
First warned us and said.
Nti ebyo abituwandiikidde.
He is bringing them to us.
Olw'abo abakyamya.
Because of those who cause perversions. Many people there who will try to attach themselves what concerns the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Will attach on those who speak that they have fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. Others will say they have them in the double portion. And the Holy Spirit is doubled on them. But it's warned us as it says. According to 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, that this is written them to us concerning those who pervert. And he said, like the anointing gives us to remain teaching us, to remain revealing us, it can reveal the entire Bible. Even though you can go to a place to preach the gospel, you can connect on it, realize whether it's that or it's not. You can test that gospel. You can check that gospel. Because already, through the teaching, there is an anointing of the scripture. Of the Holy Spirit, which can remain teaching.
If
you just read the Bible and you are home, find you reveal things you not revealed before.
You
understand as you open the Bible, and then you understand there is anointing which joined on you, the power of the Holy Spirit that which move on reveal secrets to reveal the Bible. That's why I repeat as he said, according to 1 John chapter 2, the verse 26, and he said that
ebaluwa ya Yokana ekisooka, essuula ey'okubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu omukaaga.
1 John chapter 2, verse 26.
Ebyo mbawandiikidde olw'ebigambo by'abo abakyamya, olw'abirimu omusanvu. Nammwe okufukibwako amafuta kwe mwaweebwa ye kubeera mu mmwe. So temwetaaga muntu yenna okubayigirizanga. Naye ng'okufuka kwe okw'amafuta bwe kubayigiriza mu bigambo byonna era kwa mazima so si bulimba.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyo abituwandikidde ng'aga
mulamu. To us say that there are those who
power.
Say the pouring on of the anointing. Remember, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit who remain teaching us.
The
person come teaches their wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Bring persuading words.
Yet,
don't connect with the teaching God puts in us.
Now,
when the Spirit comes in you, comes the way of the anointing of power through the word, the Holy Scriptures,
he
goes on to settle in you.
It
can be anointing which teaches.
Till
you'll be filled of the Spirit. Doesn't take long if you're humble.
It
means you can still check. Don't person come to teach you except when they have the Spirit of God.
And
if they don't have Him, they cannot teach you and you believe them, for you check and see them. You cannot reject them to teach.
But
they say, do not refuse
the
prophecy. Do not refuse a spirit. And don't refuse the prophecy. But test it. Now, how do you test it? Already there's anointing. Power of the Holy Spirit. The words of the Spirit. The Holy Scripture.
Was
already in you.
Who
won't check the one in the pulpit or the one day who preaches what they believe? But you feel something is lacking.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. That's what comes in you anytime you hear gospel.
He
needs to prepare you, make its fullness in you. Begins to send
about
power. Through these words of the Spirit.
They
begin to settle in your life. When you look to 1 Thessalonians, the chapter 5, the verse 19 and 22, speaks and says this.
Abasesalonike ekisooka, essuula esooka, Abasesalonike ekisooka, essuula eyokutaano, n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
First Thessalonians 5 from verse 19.
Temuzikizanga mwoyo. Olwabiri, temunyoomanga bunnabbi. Olwabiri mu olumu, mugezengako ku bigambo byonna, munywerezenga ddala ekirungi. Olunyo olwabiri mu ebbiri, mwewalenga buli ngeri ya bubi. Olwabiri mu ssatu, era Katonda ow'emirembe yennyini abatu nti era Katonda ow'emirembe yennyini abatuukiriza eddala. Era omwoyo gwammwe n'obulamu n'omubiri byonna awamu bikuumiwenga awatali kunenyezebwa mu kujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Agambye.
He has said.
Temugana mwoyo gwogera.
Not refuse the spirit which speaks.
Era
not despise the prophecy.
But
test all words that you hear. Someone can begin to speak. But the Spirit
know.
Yet, anointed the Holy Scriptures in you. The Scriptures of Spirit. It became anointing in you. Teaching in you.
To
check what comes from outside.
Those
who speak to preachers or pastors or apostles or prophets, those like those who speak, look at the Bible and you read, and they begin to tell you,
scripture
goes with the other you first
got,
that connects with the other. You begin to hear them connect themselves by that anointing you've got in your life, and you can test of all. All words you hear about, you test them. You reach a time and you see this one, I don't need them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That enables you to discover anointing you moves on to teach you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Anointing of the Holy Spirit which passes through the scriptures of the spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
best inside, but you check what's out.
So, if you put
what they say, not the new teaches
you.
The moment of head tell
you
that the Spirit who reminds you,
and
the one who teaches you.
Means
even if you've forgotten the scripture,
Holy
Spirit reminds it to you.
This
is the anointing he put in you. If you feel of him,
he
made you his temple.
And
they say you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is how he begins to prepare you.
He gives
you the anointing which teaches.
Himself
is not the one who teaches. When he speaks in John 14, John
14,
26, and he said this.
Yokana isule yukumi nenya, nolu njiriri olabili mwomuka.
John 14, 26.
Na yomu bezi, omoyo mtukufu. Kitange gwali tuma mu linnya lyange. Oyo aliba yigiriza byonna. Aliba jokiza byonna bye nabagamba.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tinayo mubezi.
But the comforter.
Omo kitange gwali tuma.
Whom my Father will send.
Tinayo mubezi.
The comforter.
Omoyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Kitange gwali tuma mu linnya lyange.
Whom my Father will send in my name.
Yebo arija.
When he will come.
He
will teach you all. Remind you of all that I told you. Many scriptures you've forgotten.
It
reminds them to you will be surprised.
The
not which teaches.
It
is the portion of the Holy Spirit.
It
passes through Holy Scriptures. It comes in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It can remind you.
Pass
the word of God remains living.
Scriptures
is life.
As
the Spirit gives life.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So kitegeza ki.
What does it mean?
Yotoka ekiseera.
At reach a time.
Nebindi wanne bigira magezi gaba.
Both things which come in human wisdom.
Ere bisenda sira.
And both which persuade.
Usubuda maso gena maso no bikebira.
You can straight move on to check them out.
Era tawera li.
And do not be worried.
Na ugaba.
And you say.
Na ye. Okujuziwa kwa mafuta garuka kurukute.
Every cup of the anointing to flow.
Umulimu gwa katonda okusema okusema zinga
wensi. Final work of God on planet out.
Nagusi zina mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Basically in Uganda, part of Africa.
Muna akwala kutu okujuza abantu double portion ya mafuta.
What shall we do fill people double portion of anointing?
Ati muna akwala kutu okujukurukusa ni mawanga
amalala. What shall we do flow it in other nations?
Eno zizimu mkore nyamu
dara. These are some of the easiest ways.
Umuimu kubasuru kwe tekekira abantu.
Holy Spirit can prepare his own people. If they sit down in the councils of his words.
Aba uliriza.
And they hear.
Aba teki kanaba kule mwomu. He
prepares do a work in them immediately.
Nufuno mutumu.
Get someone in a few months and they have begun to depreciate. Someone who begins in a week.
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus.
Like the apostle
Paul, the deep delay.
Immediately
when they got over the anointing, the Pharisees were rubbish to him.
Look to 1
Corinthians chapter 2
and
the verse 1. Reaching the verse 6,
he
speaks and he says this.
Verse Corinthians
chapter 2 from verse
1. When Najajemuri, Sajanamani Manji, a gave Gambo, Obama Gezi, Gambabulida, Echama Chakatonda, Rinorokovini, Kubanga Namarida, Obutamanachi Gambo Mumui, Wabla Yesu Christo, Eroyo, Yakomedua, Rinoroksatu. Nange, naberanga namwe mu bunafu, ne mukutya, ne mukukankana okungi. Olunyolwokuna, n'ekigambo kyange, n'okubuulira kwange, tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi, ebisendasenda. Wabula mu kutegeeza kw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
Owulira bulungi.
Yohana very well.
Agamba teyajja na bigambo eby'amagezi g'abantu ebisendasenda.
Words of human wisdom which entice.
Naye mu kwolesa nga ayolesa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Demonstrate the Holy Spirit.
N'amaanyi ge.
And his power.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let's repeat it slowly here. One verse.
First
Corinthians 2, verse 1.
Nangi, aboruganda, bwenajja jemuli, sajja na manji manji, agevi gambe vya magezi, ngamba huu lile chama cha Katonda.
Ulira agama na yewe yaji omtume Paul.
When Apostle Paul came.
Ni yali amazo kuchuka.
He had already changed.
Agama nanga aboruganda bwe najja.
Me two brethren when I came.
Sajja na mjigambi ni vya magezi
kwa musi. Did come words of human wisdom.
Ni wangu badama anya maji.
There is that much power.
Musi turabo pere. Omoyo uya cha. Wali wa maji.
Power. He did not come like that. This is the way he came.
What
wanted to discover and see the Holy Spirit.
He
didn't want to persuade them in the word.
Anointing
which had come through him.
He
spoke with the Lord Jesus when he met him.
He
was humbling him.
He
from the wisdom of the Pharisee that he had studied the things of the letter. Get verse 2 here.
Abakolise ekisooka isuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
First Corinthians 2 verse 2.
Kubanga namalirira obutamanya kigambo mumwe. Wabula Yesu Kristo eruye yakomererwa.
Nagamba unatia.
I didn't want to know those of your stories. That I traveled to America, that I left there, and I got the expensive car. They didn't connect an anointing in him. Except the Christ.
Fulfilled
John 15:7. If you abide in Christ,
then
the words of Christ are in you. Didn't want to know anything else. And the next verse
is saying,
1 Corinthians 2 verse 3.
Nange naberanga namwe mu bunafu, ne mukutya ne mukukanka n'okungi. Olunyolwokuna, n'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga bigambo. Ebyamagezi ebisendasenda. Wabula mu kutegeeza okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
Olidde ekyali mu ye.
Hear what was in him.
Nti n'ebigambo by'enjiri
bya the words of the gospel he brought.
Tebyali mu bigambo ebyamagezi ebisendasenda.
Human wisdom which persuades.
Naye.
But.
Mu kubuulira kw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The preaching of the Holy Spirit.
Luddemu nkowulire.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
First Corinthians 2 verses 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda wabula mu kutegeeza okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
Yali byasigala mu kutegeeza okw'omwoyo.
Demonstration of the Spirit.
N'amaanyi.
And of power.
Bigambo omwoyo ali mu ye.
The Spirit is in him.
Ategeeza.
He is proclaiming it. Demonstrating.
Bwasomesa.
He teaches.
Bwalaga.
He shows.
Ekigambo kibeera bweki.
What is like this.
We
bring an example.
Gayena,
Prince Hell is not in the world, it's in this place. And he brought scriptures.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
When he
got the anointing teaching in him,
that
is read of in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. This anointing you are given
through
the teachings. He
will
remain teaching you. And he revealed the word of God, the fullness of the word of God.
Till
the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven fruits of God.
It's
them in the double portion.
And
you fill the knowledge of God and his glory as his word is. Praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
1 Corinthians 2 verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda wabula mu kutegeeza kw'omwoyo n'amaanyi. Olunya olw'okutaano. Okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera mu magezi g'abantu wabula mu maanyi ga Katonda.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear or well.
Nti okukkiriza kwaffe.
And our faith.
Kuleme okubeera mu magezi g'abantu.
Don't be and rest on the human wisdom. But being in the wisdom of God. Wisdom in the word.
Explained
much in Jeremiah.
8,
verse 8 to 10. But if you rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within you?
So amafuta agabera mukwe.
They are not in you. That you get through the Holy Scriptures. The words of God. Those which are spirit. They begin to prepare you. To be filled of the Holy Spirit. Even to be filled of the full knowledge of God. And his glory. As his word is. And you can check out all.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, much. Let's read the next verse.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Corinthians 2, verse 6.
Naye amagezi tugogereramu abo abaatuukirira. Naye amagezi agatali ga mu mirembe gino. Era agatali ga bakulu ab'omu mirembe gino.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. Wisdom of the word of God. Out of which can come anointing. Can't you move on, reveal you. It's not of this age. People prepare things as they see today.
But
you see as God was there before. As he is. Just as it's to come. That's how you can get that anointing. Not in the entire sea words. They are meant to be. And the one preaching them. Connect the spiritual with the spiritual truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Never put them in human wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 12.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
First Corinthians 2:12.
Naye ffe tetwaweebwa mwoyo gwa nsi wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda tulyoke tutegeere nga Katonda by'atuwa obuwa. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'essatu. N'okwogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza wabula omwoyo by'ayigiriza bwe tugeraageranya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus much.
Bwe gamba agamba.
Now he said. We are not given the spirit of the world, but
are
given the spirit from God.
And
we know what God freely gives us.
These
are not if you've humbled. You are freely given.
Let's
see that there.
Many months ago, kuno njama futa
kusosi. First thought anointing of mountains.
Ngamu kore vintu vini nyong.
Did many things.
Ugandia kana mafuta kadiliverance.
I want anointing of deliverance. Want a vesting anointing. Want anointing which strikes people down. Spoke and where you got those things. Anointing which comes from the Holy Spirit. Passing through the words of God. The Holy Scriptures. You sit and it freely gives you as you are today. And it begins to prepare you. You move on to be filled. You reach a time.
He
prayed for the sick. He freely gave you.
As say
Matthew 10, 8, 7 and 8. Praise Jesus. Matthew 10, verse 7 and 8.
Say,
go preach the kingdom of heaven is drawn near. The kingdom of heaven is drawn near. Cast demons, heal all sickness. Freely you're given. You too freely give. Humble towards the anointing. In these teachings, spirit begins to come in you.
It passes
through the words you hear. Begins to fill you up, to prepare you, as it fills you. Praise Jesus. Then you realize what God freely gives you.
But in
1 Corinthians 2, verse 13, or even what we speak,
it's not
what's taught by human wisdom.
You
shouldn't be there.
And
you compare physical things. Abraham Lincoln spoke this. And you bring such in the word of God. Think you'll flow God's anointing.
That's
going in the people to teach them. That's why when you've been in those things of religion,
compare
scriptures with things of the world,
even
the fake salvation,
you
are not having a teaching per se.
Go
the pastor read the scripture.
Go
back, read, and you can't be revealed.
You
are there for many times. Get post scriptures in that head, and it is very hard. If you have them, you don't know how to explain to them. If you have no way, no anointing in you, and you're empty, and that's where you have
olive oil
that they buy in the supermarket, and they put in your foreheads.
You
with oil to be filled.
Me
having you is not to be filled.
And
you
spare
in your Bible that you can get revelations there.
That's
not the anointing we speak which can teach and reveal you.
What
you are troubling yourself, wasting time. Anointing to spare is a shadow
of
anointing from the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, which passes through the words. They were using the PC before the birth of Christ on earth. And it worked for the shadow. Till the original truth came. The truth arrived. No more can take the shadow.
Since
the shadow, we put them aside. Praise Jesus much. Let's repeat verse 13.
Abakolise kisoka esule yokubiri lolo nyiriri olokuminesatu.
First Corinthians 2:13.
Noko ogera togere ibyo simu bigambo amagezi g'abantu byegayigiriza. Wabula omwoyo byayigiriza. Bwetugerageranya ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
Obulidde bulungi.
If you want to check yourself,
you're
not teaching in human wisdom what it teaches.
But
Holy Spirit which is teaching you. You have to connect spiritual truth with the spiritual. What are the spiritual truth with the spiritual? The words it tells us, they are spirits.
Verses
explaining other verses that they remain in the spirit and they connect the spiritual with the spiritual.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you join a story there,
no
anointing which is to come,
and
you'll be wasting time for your colleagues. You connect spiritual with the spiritual. John 6:63 says,
"And
what I said to you, it's a spirit, it's the life." How to connect the scripture with the scripture? They are revealed and they are clear.
So,
as we speak the Holy Spirit before, he passes through the scriptures and it comes in your life.
John
6:63.
Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu.
Yesu yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati bwoba yagala okukwasaganya bye mwoyo.
If you want to connect the spiritual with the spiritual.
Yokana mukaga nkaga musatu
okunyonyola
ebyo mwoyo bibeera bibi.
Explains how the spiritual appear.
Omubiri teguliko kyegugasa.
The fresh prophet nothing.
Ebigambo bye mbagambye.
The words I said to you.
Gwe mwoyo.
They are spirit.
Gwe bulamu.
They are life.
Ekitegeezo n'okwasaganya ebigambo bya Katonda.
Connect the words of God.
Ebigambo bya Katonda.
Other words of God. 2-4 commands. 2-4 scriptures and above. The Old and New Testament. In the spirit of understanding. We shall see the has how each spirit works. In the Holy Scriptures. That's how you can get your colleagues get anointing. That which teaches in them. That
you've
read of well. In the first John. Chapter
2, 27.
He said it is anointing that which teaches.
Don't
need the person to teach you in their wisdom. That he said that you don't get a headache.
First Thessalonians 5:19-23.
You don't refuse the Spirit to speak. Don't refuse
the prophecy.
But taste of all what see. Whether there appears the anointing in you.
If
words come out in the light. That's what which you already have.
And
before you could not do that thing.
You
tell the things which don't connect. Another topic. I'm not connected per se.
You're learning,
never reaching understanding. Remember if, as
it
says in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:19-23. You can test the spirit.
What
if you can connect the spiritual with the spiritual? You can see by the anointing within you.
Then
we're in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the verse 14, and he said this.
1 Corinthians 2:14. Naye omuntu ow'omukka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda kubanga bya busirusiru gyali era tayinza kubitegeera kubanga bikeberwa na mwoyo.
Owulidde abikebera
and the one who checks and tests them
yoyo kenyini ate alina omwoyo mu ye
is the one with the spirit in him. And he said, yes.
A natural
man without the Spirit of God,
without anointing
with the Holy Spirit, the power, that which first the Holy Spirit and they are the words of God.
And
he is just a natural man. He cannot
discern.
By the Spirit already in him. That's why in Hebrew you did have it. Every pastor could receive you what they wanted. Prophet spoke theirs. Every apostle that have set me on this, and they don't connect. Nothing to do. What will you discern them with?
Already
what they first never get the spirit in you through the anointing of the word. The words he said to us, and they are spirit. They are alive. Did get it? How will you test
them?
They are discerned by the spirit. The one who can check them. Remember you began God saved? You had one thing. John 14:6.
Yes, we cover
Jesus, the way, the truth, and life. Are you born again?
Again,
give you a wife. Give you a husband. Give you a job.
Take
all sorrows from your life. Poverty of your home will take it away.
They
find you grieved in sorrow.
You're
passing the city.
And
you said, they have promised me much. And then you go there.
Connected,
neither
revealed.
You can't check, neither discern. You don't have the spirit in you. One who begins in the word of God.
Speaking
in you as words of
God.
Put in you the anointing teacher. That which can check. Don't have it, you just
say.
If they say amen, you say amen. It's worthy to say amen or not.
Gamba, hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
No,
you say hallelujah.
Well,
you can't check it.
I mean,
what
do
you say, hallelujah, here or not?
Who is
born again in you?
To
say amen. We came and we're not born again.
Now
the tricks, you have to speak. Or you do believe you're born again. You have to say amen. If you don't say, you will not be born again. And neighbors look at you.
That we not,
oh Lord, we had someone not born again. For you've not said amen.
It's
not said hallelujah. Does that take off not being born again? Did they
still
break commands of God?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Let's
finish in the Corinthians.
Verse
Corinthians 2:15.
Naye omuntu ow'omwoyo akebera byonna. Naye ye yennyini takeberwa muntu yenna.
You hear what happens?
Oduga ekiseera olw'amafuta agayigirisa agali mu
time by anointing teaching in you.
Getusomako mu bbaluwa kandi esooka
esula y'okubiri. That in the first John chapter 2, verse 27.
Oli kati wa mwoyo okebera byonna.
Spiritual man who checks all things. Level you check out everything. Don't
knew
any word you hear. You check out all.
If you
saw the truth there, no one can check
you.
Post prophets.
Maybe a
prophet with the spirit like the one
who
can check you and say,
man
has the knowledge reached
above
him. But the way you go, they will see no realizing who you are. They
will
even put their scissors in the sea.
What
a thing, we beat them down.
And they look
nothing. Spiritual world never locate you.
Yet
they speak, you immediately check them before you even dream them, just by their speech. One to what? And you realize you are with the robber.
Clothing,
clothes, the sheep skin.
And you
may be a servant of God. Put new the
of
God, scriptures, anointing of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the next verse, what they say.
Verse Corinthians
2:16.
Naye tulina okulowooza kwa Kristo.
Tubeera n'okulowooza
kwa Kristo. Mindset of Christ.
Kujja kutya mu
how does it come in us?
Yohana 15:7.
John 15:7.
Kwe kutya okulowooza kwa Kristo kujja
mu mindset of Christ comes in us.
Omoyo wa Kristo kwe kulowooza kujja
mu. The spirit of Christ is the mindset coming in us through the scriptures.
Kutani kuku bango lowooza
kwa Yesu. Like Christ.
Abantu kulina okubatwala mu
ggulu. People, how we have to take them to heaven.
Ekimanyi kye ndowooza
ekyo. You know that mindset comes in you? So we take people to heaven.
You know,
to reach them in heaven.
Yes,
Jesus will fix that.
So maybe you can
just John and we see.
Yokana esule yekubinetano. Noro nyiriri oromusam.
John 15:7.
Bemube ramunze, nevi gambo byange, bobibe ramumu. Musabenga chemwagala chonna munachikolerwa.
Olabe ndoza Kristo ngeri je
jja. The mindset of Christ comes in us.
Kulibwulira ebyawandiko
ebitukufu. Anytime you hear the Holy Scriptures.
Ufune ebigambo ebyomwoyo.
You get spiritual words.
Bileta mukuwa mafuta.
They bring in you the anointing.
Amani gomoyo mutu.
Power of the Holy Spirit.
Nobanga byoina ndoza ya Kristo.
Now you have the mindset of Christ.
Eita mu moyo
mutu. Which passes through the Holy Spirit. And if it is gathering,
you
gather with him.
When
Jesus spoke in Matthew
12,
whoever never gathers with him,
he
is his enemy. Jesus gathered people, take them to heaven.
He
scattered them on the world, even in desires of the world. You have no mindset of Christ in you. And how did it even come in you?
Already,
what you are told, you not get the anointing which teaches, which passes through the Holy Scriptures. What? Of the Spirit,
which
come you, that they can check up, to reach to check up what God wants. Now you can know people if they have the mindset of Christ or not.
When
they start everywhere where they hold the Bible, they begin to preach, you can realize them. These people's
heads,
no mindset of Christ in him.
No,
not the Holy Spirit in
Amen.
The power through the Holy Scriptures. Just that try to fit in the Bible. You're raising your hand. What are you saying? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Name
Apostle Evangelist Topaz.
I've been
testifying on how the spiritual man cannot be checked. The truth is, that thing is true.
For
some time back, I got a dream. Kakande had come to me.
Na ye,
but
we atuka,
when he reached,
na mbuza kwani,
he asked me, who are you?
Katuwali wawo mwala nalinkungana na ye.
There was a girl I fellowship with her in that place.
Na mugamba, prophet, oyo bulichisera kogera ko.
He told him, prophet, this man, every time he speaks of you, again, and he left our place. The real truth Kakande physically knew me. When he came in the vision, he could not realize me. The
Holy Spirit
that sealed me could not check me out.
So,
the real things we study, brethren, indeed they are true. May God bless you. Don't you feel they would have discovered me in their prayers? Where we passed this much.
Even
the work of God was done there and still being done. Most of them got so angered, they are praying evil prayers against us. The false prophets and apostles. But they seek, they never allocate us. This man, what is he all about? And they see you passing. That one can do nothing. What does he have? Yet! You are a missile made and it's moving around.
Lucifer,
and his ministers who refuse to repent from their sins. They would have powered me down a long time. Don't know where I'll end to speak of this word. He ends
it
here. According to his limit of understanding. But
what
do they know? My limit of understanding. They don't know tomorrow I will come how. Though I live and I've given a topic, you don't know how I will teach it tomorrow. These are not what they teach, they don't know them. Proclaim it tomorrow, we are teaching this. They will vanish from me how what they know I'm to preach.
Out
there they know what they teach. But here you don't know.
You
don't even know how we shall flow. What are you to pray that never happens?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So Abuganda.
Our brethren.
You
must get that anointing teaching us.
Come
hearing all these scriptures.
We've
heard in the first John.
Let's
repeat these verses.
1 John 2:27.
Namwe okufukibwako amafuta kwe mwaweebwa ye kubeera mu mmwe so temwetaaga muntu yenna okubayigirizanga naye ng'okufuka kwe okw'amafuta kwe kubayigiriza mu bigambo byonna era kwa mazima so si bulimba era nga bwe kwabayigiriza mubeerenga mu ye.
Owulidde bulungi
nawe
kwabayigiriza okusooka mulina osigalanga mulimu
yeotyatusome
Yokaana
15:7
naye tugamba
wetubeera
mu
yeebigambo
bye nga
birimusobolesaba
kyona
kikwetagatigeza
olwedde byewafunako ebyawandiko ebyanyonyo
olwobulungibyajjanga
omwoyo
ngaamafuta ngaamaanyi It began to order you.
The temple
of the Holy Spirit filled up well.
It
filled you the full knowledge of God and His glory. As His word is.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus
much.
Speaks the next verse and he
says, 1 John 2:28. Mubeerenga mu ye bw'alirabisibwa tulyoke tubeere n'obugumu era n'ensonyi zireme okutukwatira mu maaso ge mu kujja kwe olw'29 obanga mumanyi nga mutuukirivu era mutegeere nga buli muntu yenna akola obutuukirivu yazaalibwa ye. Buli muntu yenna akola
obutuukirivu born of him.
Remember,
it's hard to work righteousness except when you have faith.
For Romans 10:9-12,
one believes with the heart to be given righteousness.
Saying
Romans 10:17, the faith comes from hearing, and hearing is the word of God. After you heard the word of God, and you do as it is,
it needs
work in you a filtration and preparation. Anointing, teaching, and ordering you.
Always
order them well.
When the
time to come out, teach of something.
Orders
the scriptures.
Bible and
the word is new.
But
it comes from the scriptures, you need it to reveal it and join it on.
You
know, when we are here,
I did think,
but as I'm moving, I fall on another in the light of what I
preach.
Those I supposed to pass through, it was not there. Yet it falls in that. You see it connecting you.
He
tries to see you open the page where it is. Don't want you to fear in this ministration.
Okay,
going to do it how?
Double
portion of the anointing
of
the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
There
are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled.
In
the symbol of the two lampstands,
flowing
in God's final work on the planet
Earth,
through Uganda, power of
Abraham. Okay,
how is it going to happen?
That's
how it will be flowing.
It will recording,
whether on recordings they will begin, whether in the book. Those repenting and humbled, begin to order them. And they speak the same language, yet they heard the gospel.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Don't worry how it's going to be working. Immediately. Yes, 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 realize it's easy. That's why I didn't fear this work. I would have asked Lord, how shall we be filled?
And
say you understand one thing. That which will come from the Holy Spirit. The words of the Spirit. Those going in the people will begin to prepare an order. Not be at the half the Bible. Anointing the gate will broaden for them. You would ask Lord.
Bible
known all of them. Go on with what you give them. I will add on them many others. Go so me, I will water.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the sowing began. That's why today I'm sowing to you. As in the first Corinthians 3, that another sowed, another went on to work. God was the one who made it grow. Builds you, orders you. You continue with this. Which it has to be like this.
You
contend with you till you settle.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Abuganda.
Now, brethren,
but still
there are three steps of being filled of this anointing.
Steps.
There are three steps. Let's speak of them. The fullness of the Holy Spirit and the fullness of knowing God and His glory. As His word is, there are three steps that I want to put in the middle here in this point. Praise Jesus much. The first step of being filled with the Spirit of God. It passes through here on the Spirit of God, the Holy Scriptures. And the Scriptures, their spirits. And those Scriptures are spirits. Second step. There are three steps of being filled with the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, together with the full knowledge of God and His glory, as His word is. The first step, you hear His words, the Holy Scriptures, and these are spirits. You hear the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, and this is the Spirit. Then the second step, English it says,
by the breath of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, coming like the waves.
How can we call breathe in Luganda? Okusa koko moyo mutuko. Okwe bigambo bya Katonda.
Ebyawandiko bitukufu ebitambulanga amayengo.
The Holy Spirit of which move like waves. Uganda today is hardened, but you try to work a way out.
By the breath of the Word of God, the Holy Scripture, coming like waves. okuyita mu kusa mu mukka ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda ekiyita mu byandiko bitukuvu nga kijja ng'amayeego.
By the breath of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures come from the mouth of the preacher like waves.
Let's do it like
that. For Uganda is not easy at this point. By the breath of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures come from the mouth of the preacher as waves. Uganda has come out now.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus much. The third way,
direct coming of the Holy Spirit. By the laying of the hands of those who are filled by the Holy Spirit. After being prepared by the first two steps.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuteekebwateekebwa olwa steps esooka ebbiri.
Olulimi Oluganda simanyi.
Uganda is not easy.
Direct coming of the Holy Spirit.
Okujja okwembagira okw'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
By the laying of the hands of those who are filled by the Holy Spirit.
Oba okussaako kw'emikono eri abo abajjuziddwa Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
After being prepared by the first two steps.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuteekebwateekebwa emitendera ebyo egisooka.
Abantu bangi baagala nnyo okujjuzibwa Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
People want to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga bwe tusoose okuwulira.
As we first heard about.
Akanyumiro kano ke tuliko. Oba point yaffe gye tusoma.
Point we study.
Mu nsonga yaffe y'omuka.
In the sixth point.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Masonga yaffe y'omukaaga.
In the sixth point.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Nuri de. Those are the point yaffe y'omukaaga gye tuliko. Si yeyo.
We are on our sixth point.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Na tulaba nti amafuta. Portion y'amafuta ejja ey'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Receive the portion of the Holy Spirit.
Y'ofuna okuyita mu kuyigiriza.
That you get through the teaching.
Esigala ekubikulira obujjuvu bw'ekigambo.
It remains revealing you fullness of the word of God.
Okugamba double portion.
Is it the double portion?
Y'amafuta ag'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
N'omusanvu oba amaaso ga Katonda
omusanvu. Spirit of the seven eyes of God. Those when they are doubled.
Ofuna okuyita mu kuyigiriza.
That you get through the teaching.
Esigala gakujjuza.
They remain revealing you the Holy Spirit.
Agaleeta okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
And they bring the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
N'ekigambo kye bwe kiri.
As his word is.
Tusoose ofuna introduction nga bwe tukiwulidde.
First of all, the introduction as we had it.
Amafuta agali mu ffe gatuyigiriza.
Anointing in us, teaching us.
Agatandika okujjako mu ffe.
That it begins to come in us.
Naye kati tufuna point satu.
Now we get three points.
Ne engeri
satu. Steps.
Steps satu.
Three steps.
Zoyinza okuyitamu okujjuzibwa.
Those can pass through to be filled of the Holy Spirit.
Zoze tuva okwanalyzinga.
Those we listed down here.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
Waliwo engeri oba steps za
Mungu. There are three steps.
Zoyitamu okujjuzibwa omoyo wa
Mungu. Through which you pass be filled of the Spirit of God.
Niyo musavu
jya. The seven spirits of God.
Ugamide esoka step esoka.
First step.
Yokulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Is that of hearing the word of God?
Ebyawandiikibwa bitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Nga bino gwe mwoyo.
And these are the spirits.
Then eyokubiri ne batugamba.
The second step they told us.
Okuyita mu mukka ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
First through the breath of the word of God.
Ebyawandiikibwa bitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Nga biva mu kamwa k'omubuulizi nga amanyi.
Come from the mouth of the preacher as waves. The third,
direct coming of the Holy Spirit. By the laying of the hands of those who are filled by the Holy Spirit. After being prepared by the first two steps.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuteekebwateekebwa emitendera ebiri egisooka.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
So katugende ku mutenda gwaffe ogw'okuwulira.
Go on our step of hearing.
Step esooka y'okujjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
First step of being filled of the Holy Spirit.
Niyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
Seven spirit of God.
Step eno y'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Is the one of hearing the word of God.
Ebyawandiikibwa bitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures. And these are spirits. John 6:63. He still at peace.
Yokana isule yomukaga na uru njiriri uru inkaga mwisatu.
John 6:63.
Omoyo gwegule etobulamu omubiri teguli koche gugasa ebigambo byembagambye gwe moyo gwe bulamu.
Yesu yebazi
bwe Jesus much.
So step when they soka,
the first step
iyo kukakana awali ebigambo bya Katonda
is to humble where there are words of God.
Yes, you must
praise you. Jesus
much.
The moment get time to analyze them and to mark them. One of the initial first steps, then it shows us the words he said to us of the Holy Scriptures, those coming from the Bible. These are spirits.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
When he
spoke John 6:63, and the words I said to you, they are spirits and they are life.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So step yes, okay.
Now his first step, taking the level of believing the words of God.
For
it will be very hard for you
to
say that you have faith, the Spirit to come your way. Not first heard the word of God. The Romans 10:17. And he said this. Romans 10:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Faith before God. Coming from hearing the word of God.
And
the time you see here his words, they begin to come in you as the Spirit, as the power of the Holy Spirit, make anointing in you. There you be filled of the Spirit of God, the seven spirits of God, and
to
be filled with the knowledge of God, the full knowledge of God and his glory, as his word is.
So it
takes you that level. Before they didn't first tell you,
or
you were just heated up and you got
to
feel the Spirit.
You
didn't know the labels and criteria. I didn't know you wanted him to use him for what?
Not
the Holy Spirit understands. Come my way and you're not prepared and he comes. No, my friend. And you seem to be prepared. Not of one word. The one who comes to God requires him to first believe that God exists.
And
how can they believe when they hear of this word?
Let's
read in the Hebrews we see. Hebrews 11:6.
Era wataba kukiriza, tekiyinzika kusiimibwa. Kubanga je eri Katonda, kimugwanira okukiriza nga Katonda waali. Era nga ye mugabi w'empeera, eri abo abamunoonya.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Labako.
Let's see this.
Aje eri Katonda.
The one who comes to God,
kimugwanira okusooka okukiriza.
Requires them to first believe
nga Katonda waali.
That God exists.
Era nga mugabi w'empeera.
And that is a rewarder.
Eri abo abamukiriza.
And people who believe him.
Empeera ya Katonda esooka.
The reward of God the first.
Okukiriza okwenenya.
And you accept to repent.
Agamba mu ngeri esula esooka biri kusatu.
Proverbs 1:23.
Nti mwenenye.
That reap. Accept my rebuke. I pour my Spirit on you.
I will
draw you to understand my words.
If
you come to God,
first
believe that he exists,
and
that he can reward you, and to the one believing him. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. What does it tell you?
After
you accepted to hear, first gives you a reward. Proverbs 1:23. Accept my rebuke. I pour my Spirit on you.
He
will draw you to understand my words. After you sat,
and
you hear the word of God, you just begin to come out of there
and become
anointed and power of the Holy Spirit in you. The reward you begin to get in you of the Holy Spirit, he will begin to fill you up. That's why when he said, on repentance, the Acts chapter 2, 38 and to 40, he said that repent, will be given a gift, the Holy Spirit. One of the rewards the first gives us, gives him to you, peel him up, begin giving you through the words, you hear.
Put new
spirit which passes through his word, the Holy Scriptures.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Speak
this the way you understood that word. Don't begin to doubt.
Then
you say, God, give me a reward. Give me your spirit. It's hard to give him to you. Even to give him his knowledge. Then you first take faith. As
you
say in Hebrews. Let's repeat the Hebrews. Hebrews 11:6.
Kubanga jeri Katonda, kimugwanira kukkiriza nga Katonda wali. Era nga ye mugabi w'empeera.
He
who comes to God requires them to believe God exists and
is
a rewarder and those who seek him. But where are you going to get the faith?
What
in Romans
10:17,
faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Begin
to hear the word of God.
Scriptures
preach to you. John 6:63,
he
said, those words I say to you, they are spirits, they are life. They begin to come in you,
who
begins to give you his spirit,
I'm
not teaching in you, the power which orders you to a field of the Spirit of God, knowledge of all the word of God, reaching the full knowledge of God and his glory.
It has
to be prepared. Ordered. Especially we are ill before. For they rushed you. You rushed. You ran mountains. You climbed the valleys. You went on the crusades.
Overnight,
endlessly.
Moved
on to seek
God.
Give you his gift.
It's
the Holy Spirit. Fill you. Get you a you skip the levels and criterias. No terms and conditions apply. Praise the Lord Jesus. Pastor Godfrey. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for this opportunity he's given us. According to what we're being taught, when I read in the Luke chapter 1, from verse
15,
and I connect with 41, verse
41.
For Luke chapter 1, verse 15 reads,
for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. That is John. And I'm going to take up some
And we gave verse 21.
And it happened when Elizabeth had the greeting of men, that the babe lived in the her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Okay. He spoke with him, isn't all right?
We
go to waves, passing through preaching. She wasn't just filled like just. That she lives in the womb like
step
that. The second step explains you how it happened.
When
Mary spoke through the words of the Spirit, Elizabeth got filled. Remember,
she
from being prepared as she had the Spirit of God. She had the word God.
Some of the
people were in the synagogue all their lives. And they thought
children,
she had luck to have a child. Was it not that?
That is the
second step is what you speak of. Even the child be filled of the Holy Spirit, right in the womb, it passed through that. And most people say, how come the child
be
filled the Spirit when she had never had the
word of God?
That's why we say when the child is in the womb, preach to them in the womb. Tell them where you come, you're coming on the world, we are going back home in heaven.
They are
infants, speak to them, they hear, they understand.
Amen.
If the spirit doesn't fail, open their ears. Now you think of that.
They
feel the spirit when they're still in the womb. And the other, no, the one who was coming was Elijah. It was his second time to come on the world.
That's
double portion. I don't want to speak of it.
How?
It came him getting
memory.
Things were new. He came with a memory he had before. I will not go much in that. He was this time coming as John the Baptist. That was Elijah. One of the memory was and that's what he first ministered through. I don't go deep in that. It will be so beneficial.
One
of the two steps of being filled with the Holy Spirit. The counsel of God's word. Minister who was first filled.
He
moves on preach those words. The Spirit coming in you, ordering you.
Now
and you know after be filled with the by that anointing you get. Not despise those words.
He speaks
it with us in Jeremiah.
Let's
first read Jeremiah.
You look
at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 5.
Second
Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 5.
Sikubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda olunya olw'omukaaga era eyatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya si baweereza bannyukuta wabula ab'omwoyo kubanga ennukuta etta naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. We are as who minister. The Holy Spirit is given us. Given us of his gifts. Prophets and the others. Don't think to speak things coming from us. Say that I preach. No. I preach. You first got to know yourself. But your problems come from God. Not ministers of the letter. Or the letter kills. The letter, what is it? When I'm already here, Isaiah said, I have given you the letter. It is going to kill you.
If
I can hear the Spirit,
for
he said the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Who is the Spirit? The Bible explains us in John that God is the Spirit. One in the scriptures speaking. As God spoke in Isaiah, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, taking you out of the letter, keeping you the Spirit. And you can get the Spirit.
Get
this word and the Spirit, God Himself. are not ministers of the letter. This is written in this book. Don't you see this letter? It's not what we minister. We minister on the Spirit speaking in it. Verse 6 we hear well.
2
Corinthians 3 verse 6.
Ere yatuyinzisa ngabaweereza b'endagaano empya, si baweereza ba nnukuta, wabula ab'omwoyo, kubanga ennukuta etta, naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Ennukuta etta. The letter kills.
Buli agamba nti awo Kabaka Dawudi n'agamba mu Zabbuli 2,
in the Psalms 2, verse 7,
ekiragiro ndi kibuli, Mukama yaŋŋamba,
the Lord told me, you are my son, I've begotten you.
Yali Dawudi.
Was it David speaking?
You say,
as the Lord Jesus
spoke
through the mouth of David, and he says that, I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me, you are my son, and I have begotten you. Those
who
are going to hear
them,
when we see how seven spirits work, then we take off the seals, and you see us here. Reach to hear who speaks in the Bible.
Not many.
You realize the God speaking.
That's why
you get power and other life in the world.
For
you were on the letter killing, finishing you.
You
can't hear the Spirit.
The
Spirit asked John. John chapter 4. Verse
24, he said,
John 4:24. And you had God Himself is the Spirit.
Worship
Him in spirit and truth. Coming in, you hear the Father say, I am Lord who made heavens and earth.
Passed
through the prophet of the mouth of prophet Isaiah.
We are
this as we see how seven spirits work. How they gathered the Bible. All scriptures were ordered in seven spirits.
You
hear well as they are.
You're
no more going to minister the letter. Minister God the Spirit. There is the Father. There is the Son. And the Holy Spirit. And you can hear them in the Bible as they speak. When you
are
going in the vision or in the dream or in the trance, whether it's the Holy Spirit or the Father.
The angel would say it's the angel, but not the one who's getting married. God will still find a word to say their spirit.
It will take us prepare ourselves. You didn't want to prepare yourself. You waste time for yourself. Then you can't be present. You count the days you want.
And
this feeling is like that. Your steps which never change.
And
you shall see how levels rise. You will get stuck there.
On that
basement. You believe God, you believe just come in. The lower step of being healed. Even branches have not begun to get them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That is calling you've been into out there.
And you have
many works that have consumed you. Remember, someone started getting the spirit of prophecy.
They get
the testimony of Christ, the scriptures. And the spirit has begun to come in them. You come from down rising up. You believed God.
And they
don't want to know the rest. And the spirit comes
in
the level down.
That person
has hunger there. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm Apostle Geoffrey. There I'm asking the question. Now we like of full knowledge. And you come for fellowship. At times you don't come. You don't come again. And you begin to get a vision. And the one was in university. Going back to secondary. If you come ask recordings, you hear them. Does it mean you've gotten stuck? There are some people. They take things for a job. Granted. If I will not go, still I will hear the recording. Though I have nothing consuming you, but I will get the recording. You insult the spirit of grace. And you do things of what you think will be filled. If your upbeat reduces you down. I thought one day, I was moving, I thought people that think I don't need to be a spirit. I need to give time rest. I don't need to go for fellowship. He calls you someone insulting the spirit. What happens? Remember, you were in P7 or in senior 6, or we lowered you in P1 now.
I went backwards in class.
Demoted.
Children who were wise in class began to be last.
If they don't teach you, they demote you.
Teachers who were wishing,
they will cane you. The one who gets 20, they don't beat them. They beat you, got 20, and all along you got 80.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But remember,
he tells
you those things. Hebrews 10:26-28. You insult the Holy Spirit, see what he will do to you. You weaken yourself that you hear recordings. Let me not understand it now. You were home, say what? Remember you are with him home.
It's
the one there and here.
You
have no clear reason. Deal reason with him. Bring reasons without darkness. Or when he speaks, Isaiah 1:8, except you can reason with him. But remember,
in
Job 38, this would darken my counsel.
What
without knowledge? Or the Spirit the way? Give reasons which are not solid ones. I will not go for fellowship.
Say,
me too, I will not force you.
If
you don't go, I wait in the corner of understanding.
Yes, he was
praise me. Jesus much.
But Mario ne step bueno.
Let's finish step of hearing the word of God in the Holy Scriptures. And it's the Spirit. Three steps of being filled with the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. Given the full knowledge of God in His glory as His word is. Revelation 19:10, it says,
Revelation 19:10. Kubanga okutegeeza kwa Yesu gwe mwoyo gw'obunnabbi.
Abali wuliriza.
Now listen.
Buli lwa wulira okutegeeza kwa
Kristo. Yes, you are the testimony of Christ.
Oyinza okuba wulira ndagaano.
You may hear the new covenant. Covenant, that's the testimony.
Naye ng'ate mumujulira nga kigambo. Yet
witnessing was the word.
Endagaano enkadde.
The Old Testament.
Yajjanga mu bannabbi.
It came in the prophets.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kiyigira nga kyogera bwe
kiti. God came to me speak this.
Bw'ofuna this bond here, this
when you get this testimony, scriptures speak of what Jesus
did,
which passed through the apostles.
They
come in you a spirit of prophecy.
You
separate.
No, scripture
came to pass. This is not yet. This is prevailing.
The
spirit of prophecy is in you. You can't finish them even. Have you gotten a prophecy? You know you had the way you used to. The way you get prophecy. Say you lady. Stand up. The Lord God takes you abroad.
In your
divination, you called it prophecy.
Every
time you get scriptures coming in you, spirit of prophecy coming, who can teach you, who can begin to warn you,
who
can make a vision for you himself, even Gabriel is not come. You don't head this way. There's this God besides. If you prepared well, I don't know church how would have been. Would have been on a very high level. And
we
would amaze the world. The way we do things and the understanding.
nibatugamba tubukebuke olwaleero omwoyo wa mukama tubukoola yakozijusa
tolina byotegekeddwa nebyoyogera
tobitegeerevayo omwoyo wa mukama olwaleero ekulize nakulunakule pentekote webaali mukizimbe wakulo ebabatumesulirako ebyosoma bakulokuli nebabizibwa omwoyo
era nabi balamu
bamumanyeyaliakyalina
obujuli
obwaoyo
kyayogera
kyekyobakolimira nga
katiwagamba yokana
17bwobeera
mu
kristonebigambo
byenga biri
musabe
kyonna
kyoyagala
kiba kikukolera oba ofuuse
eki oyo nabbi
wa mukama naye wagenda oba n'ogamba
otimusumba
nfuna omwoyo
wobunabbiimbasanaabaakujuza
omwoyo
wobunabbiaa
ngovaawo tolina
nebyomanyiwaebijjabakusobozekanga
mubizimu ate nga bakuwa buno obuzimu obutategeeramu
wadakati
n'ebyomunsi nga tebubitegeera kubanga emizimu gitegeera bya munsinaye mulimu ekitategeerako da nga
tegutegeera
n'ebyomunsi nga
tegubimanya
gye bakuteeka nga teguyiza n'okubuulira nti waliwo
akisidentekyo
gye bateeka ku bibiina
byabo
yesu yebazibwe
tujja
kuba tujja tutandike ne sitepu yaffe
eyokubiri
ey'omukka oba okussa omukka ogw'obulamu ogw'ekigambo
kyakatonda
nga biva mu kamwa
k'abaweerezibakatonda
mu mayengo omanyi bwe twali tuwulira ku mulundi
guli
yokaana essuula eno ey'amakumi abiri
n'abirimu
ebbiri
yatugambye
bwatiakusampulinge bye
tunaalaba
Yokaana essuula ya 20 n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
John 20:22.
Bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'abasiza omukka n'abagamba nti mutoole omwoyo omutukuvu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo ebiva eno ng'amayengo.
It's going to come here like waves.
Nga birina n'omuliro liro.
And they have even fires.
Nebisooka bidda ku mutima
nga
byokyanga omuliro
ebyoka
byokya amayinga ekizikiza
gonna obadde
okyalinamu
mu
Luka essuula eno eyabiri mu ennyasa ku mubiri n'agamba
bwati
osampolinga biki byogenda
okuwulira
waves eza
sawundi
ez'ebyawandiko
ebitukuvu
kiki ekibeeramu eri ababewombesi
Let's read in Luke. Luke 24:32.
Nebeebuuzaganya nti, emitima gyaffe tegyabaddenga gitutye mu kamunda. Nebeebuuzaganya nti, emitima gyaffe tegyabaddenga gitutye mu kamunda yaffe, bwe yabadde ayogera naffe mu kkubo, ng'atubikkulira ebyawandiikibwa.
When you rebuild
scriptures,
Uganda has narrowed
the meaning. So
we had the burning in our hearts.
As
we rebuild
scriptures,
they appoint the change.
In the way you
heard and they are calm,
and they
come as waves of fire.
And say,
my word is a consuming fire and is a hammer.
There
is that way. Let's wait tomorrow. Join us on our platform. God bless you. Thank you for coming.